Welcome to the Be Happy Now show. Flex your soul connection muscle and be your inner guide to fulfillment and purpose. I'm Claudia Sam. If you know that you're here for a bigger reason, this is the place to be. Together, we ditch the self-care guilt and quit the go, go, go with less fear and more trust. Tune in to living life in alignment with your full potential. The Be Happy Now show starts now. Hi, welcome to the Be Happy Now show. I'm your host, Claudia Sam, your soul connection coach. And wow, I'm just getting on here and feel so inspired to share with you the answer to a question that so many of my clients ask me. How do I stay calm throughout my day? In other words, how do I carry this peaceful, soulful, intuitive, connected place that I'm in and not just hone into it and be with it in my yoga class or in my meditation or at that one time in the morning or at that one time before bed? Yes, it can be a question of many directions. Basically, how do I keep the being part of me? How do I keep this energy that I know I have in me? I know I can be calm. I know I don't have to go, go, go and do and be so busy and feel like I'm running and chasing my tail. How do I do it consistently? Well, if you are asking yourself that question, and if you are wondering, what is the answer to that? We'll get to talk about it on this episode. If it's the first time that we meet, welcome. As I mentioned, my name is Claudia Sam, and as your soul connection coach, I support driven, ambitious, passionate leaders and guides who know deep down that they're here to lead life from a place of passion, who are here to make a difference in the world. And I bet you that if you're here, you might have put a lot of energy on pleasing other people in your life, on getting the perfect job, the perfect scores, the perfect everything, just being quote unquote good at life. Does that resonate with you? Well, I support these people, my clients, people like you perhaps, to actually come back into their intuition and get out of their head and access their heart. And to do that, I created the Tune In Method, which helps people actually connect back with their body, their mind, be with their emotions instead of pushing them down, and really connect with what they're here for. What's their purpose? What are their values and what's important to them from a heart place, not from a conditioning place, not from a, well, I've been doing this my whole life. I mean, it's not going to change kind of fearful place. This is where it gets to change. Yes. And also within the Tune In Method, there's a big part on trust, trusting your heart, trusting your intuition over the mind. Not that the mind is bad. You know, there's an episode that is called Dancing with Ego and Soul. If you want to get to know more in details what that can look like and what that has looked like for me, then I invite you to go check it out. So there it is. There's what I do. Here's the introduction. And if you're at all curious about where you are in the Tune In Method and in what ways that could be beneficial for you to just kind of tune in to what that is for you, then I invite you to go to tuneinmethod.com and or to go to ClaudiaSamSoulCoaching.com/ actually just ClaudiaSamSoulCoaching.com. And then you can look at all the resources I have there. If you click on the orange button that says start here, then you will get my free 3-step audio guide to help you put yourself first so that you don't end up at the bottom of your to-do list or maybe not even on the to-do list, right? Because you get to be. This is what we get to explore today. One of the things that I've definitely played with is that, yes, accessing that peaceful and calm place where you feel like you're floating and you're flowing through life. Everything seems to be going well. And you're like, man, I just want to be in this state forever. It's almost like saying, I want there to be sun all the time. I mean, I used to be for one part, I always hated winter. And now it's changing because I'm honoring the cyclical nature and the four seasons. And, but there is still that part of me that's still there. And I'm going to talk about like the past for me was that I wanted life to be always summer. I always wanted to be on. And that's kind of like how we are taught, right? We are, let's say we're watching TV and there's ad after ad after ad telling you what you don't have and what you need and what you should be and where you should, what you should do and where you should be. Does that resonate with you? When it comes to being in the body this with this calm and peaceful energy that you might cultivate in a yoga class or in meditation or just when things are going well for you and you just want that to keep going, well, then life just comes back at you and throws you this thing that you're like, man, it was going so well. And it can go very deep. Like I've, for once, when I'm saying this all nonchalantly, but it was a big deal when my grandmother passed away in 2015. I remember being so mad at yoga because I thought that yoga was supposed to make me immune to, well, how to be peaceful and calm at all times. That I really thought that that was the whole point of being in a yoga teacher training. That was during my first yoga teacher training. And I was really mad at the yogic lifestyle. I was blaming definitely externally than me. I was putting the responsibility of my happiness and of my sustained peace and calmness. I was giving that responsibility over to the practice of yoga. Well, this is okay. Another part of what I want to touch on, what I want to come back to in the direction of our discussion here today is that just like in life, there's not just one season. There's not always the sun. Sometimes the moon is there. Sometimes it's the night. It's not always day. We unfortunately don't get what we get. We might not experience life, because I can't speak for you. We might not always experience life at the high. We don't. Most of us don't experience life at the, this is always going so well. And we might have some seasons in our life as well that, ooh, for some period of time, it feels so good. And it feels like we're surfing and we're not getting caught up in the wave. And then sometimes it does. And this is where I want to invite the idea that what if you get to surf through all the waves and learn the tools to cultivate from a place of within yourself the strength to navigate the times when you feel like you're tumbled into the wave. Instead of surfing it, you're like caught up in it. Instead of panicking and then choking on the water and drowning, well, you get the tools and you can rise back up to the surface and then get back on the board and surf. I don't have the perfect answer, basically is what I'm saying. And not to discourage you, because I am recording this podcast for something. It is possible to move through life, just like if you are in a yoga class, and some yoga classes, you will experience transitions between poses. Well, just like we transition between night and day, between spring and summer, between ego and soul, we also get to transition between the peace, calm, and stressful times. And when we cultivate the tools that gives us the access to the peace and the calmness within our body regularly in meditation and yoga and whatever other tool that you use that works for you, that means that the stressful periods, the times that we are in the wave caught up and tumbled, can not be so depleting. These moments when we feel like life is happening to us, like we're all of a sudden off track, well, maybe this is just an opportunity to practice the tools. And this is what I found myself faced with when I was yelling of anger sitting in a ball in my kitchen after my grandmother passed away, in the inability to understand what was really happening and blaming yoga for not keeping me afloat. It's like saying, yeah, I don't want to be human. I want to be human when it's joyful, but I don't want to be human when it's not. And what I found myself in this experience was that that was my opportunity and one of the many chances to hone in on those self-development tools that I was learning. It was an opportunity for me to go, wait, I don't need to be a victim of the situation here. I don't need to make myself drown. What I get to do is that I get to be with the emotions. I get to be with, oh my gosh, this sucks, right? We get to be in this space. And so often we want to get a Band-Aid solution. We don't want to feel it. We don't want to feel it at all. We just want to move back into the flow and we just want to be happy, go lucky, joyful. And so if this calls to you, because this is often what I hear from my clients before we start working together, they're like, I just want a tool to feel better because I know that I can, you know, feel good in my body and I know that I'm confident and I know that I believe in myself and I have this inside of me, this energy and this knowing that I'm worthy to live a fulfilling life. So I just need like one or two tools to keep me going. This is like saying, oh, I just have a headache for now. I'm going to take a pill and a painkiller and it's just going to go away for now. And I know that I have this tool. I could just keep taking it. This is saying, oh, the deep emotions of why and the deep emotions and the beliefs that keep me, the beliefs that I keep alive, that keep me going at the pace of, I just need another tool. Something happened that makes me not fully aligned. So with this other tool, it's just going to be better. But there's something that dragged me into the need for another tool. There's something that makes me feel incomplete. And there's something inside, maybe this is a possibility, and I've experienced it within myself. There was this possibility or this belief that was kept alive that I just needed to find a solution, an external solution. Like I thought yoga was a solution to keep me from feeling the bad or lower vibe emotions in life. I was giving the responsibility to yoga to say, yeah, I don't get to be a human in the quote unquote bad situations and I only get the good. So when we want to find a solution and just get a tool, there is an indication that something is not fully aligned. And here's my invitation to you, for you. It's to look at what keeps the belief alive that doing something else will help you? What keeps the belief alive that doing something else, seeking help outside of you, is the solution and will help you? Here's a big thing. When you hone in to who you are as a human being, meaning being with your body, really noticing when your body is speaking to you, when your body has that headache and you're taking painkillers, what if instead of taking the painkillers, you got to say, oh, wait a minute, am I criticizing myself? Where am I putting pressure on myself? What if I was able to look at that, then I would no longer have a headache so often. There is an opportunity for you when you are looking for another solution, when you want to keep the good going and you don't want to access the quote unquote bad, here we can also say the lower vibe emotion or experience of life. Whenever you're like, oh no, I don't want to go there, then what keeps the belief alive that it's bad down there? What keeps you believing that nope, bad, lower energy is bad, lower vibration, lower experiences of life? Nope, it's bad. If I go there, I'm going to be hit by a big wave. What keeps this going for you? This keeps you in the do, go, go, go mode. So what I'm bringing and inviting or serving up on a plate for you to take me up on or not is that when we get to be with our body with those signs, it's like a little flag. It's the light that's turned on and you get to look at the light, right? Lift up the curtain to see the light from outside. You get to make a choice. Oh, do I want to be with what's there in my body? Also, do I want to be with what's there in my mind? That belief that keeps me operating in a doing mode, not wanting to explore the bad or lower negative, lower vibe emotions. What keeps this going for me? Am I willing to shift out of it and see it differently so that I can live life less in the extremes, less in the really good or really bad? And actually spend, yes, more time in the really great. And when the quote unquote bad happens, we can just kind of, oh, we're in it. We see it, but we're not afraid of it because we don't spend so much time in it because we know how to be in it. There's a lot of same words that I'm saying. I hope you're following me. When we get to, so be with the body, be with those beliefs that keep us doing and looking externally for solutions, wanting just like a Band-Aid type of solution. What's the belief a lot that keeps us operating in this way? And my third point is, are you willing to be with those emotions when they're here instead of pushing them down? So if you're like, okay, how do I keep this going? Are you actually being in the joy? Are you letting and giving your body permission to be with the expansion that it's in? Or are you, as soon as you feel the expansion and the happiness and the joy, already looking to move on from it and have and create a different experience for yourself? Did you hear me? Are you allowing yourself to be in the presence of the good emotions in your body, the good experiences of life, so that they're not limited to just a thing that's ticked off the list? Oh, yes, I enjoyed. Yes, I was joyful. Yes, I was playful. Yes, I was happy. Now what's next? What's the other tool I can go to? Do you resonate with that? So we looked at being with the body, the messages from the body, being with the beliefs that keep us operating in the do, operating in a way that we think it's better elsewhere and that we just need another solution, another tool, a Band-Aid solution. What keeps that alive? And we explored the being with the emotions so that in the present moment of, okay, when there's a good emotion, we really be with it. We feel the good emotion instead of pushing it aside. This goes the same thing. It's the same thing for the quote unquote bad or lower vibe emotions. When you feel a trigger, right? When you feel like, oh my gosh, this is making me feel really uncomfortable. I feel like I'm unimportant right now. I feel like I'm not seen or I'm not heard. Well, you get to go back to the body. How does that feel in the body? Ooh, the thought is, I don't feel heard. I don't feel important. They made me feel this way, right? Sometimes that's what happens. The emotions, whether they're high vibe or low vibe, we get to hold space for them, be with them, allow them in instead of just want to push them aside, whether they're good or bad, or whether they're high vibe or low vibe. You're listening to the Be Happy Now show with your soul connection coach. And we're exploring the idea that, because many of my clients come to me wanting to sustain a level of joy and calmness and peace forever. And they never, ever want to experience the bad. And when they are in the, often what I hear is, well, I'm just rushing and running from one thing to the next. And then I'm really good at setting aside time to be with myself and calm down and be peaceful. But then when I'm in the rushing, when I'm in the doing part of me, it's like I don't know how to stop. It's like, I don't know how to just be back in that peace. So for the second part of this episode today, I'd love to explore finding that balance. As much as we get to be with the body, the mind, and the emotions, which is the foundation of the tune-in method, by the way. So if you are curious about how that can work for you, I'm happy to hop on a free 20-minute clarity call with you to just have a chat, no strings attached. You can go to ClaudiaSamSoulCoaching.com/yes. And that balance, it's like if you think about a gradient of color, right? When we move from in a rainbow, let's talk about a rainbow because a rainbow is full of possibility. Everywhere you look at the rainbow, it seems to follow you, right? It seems to have a different starting place. It's all about yet the perspective wherever we are, it's there. The gradient of color in a rainbow lets us know that there's no clear start and end. And this is where I'm inviting you to play with the peace and the calmness and the joy that you can feel in your body and in your life when you are in meditation, when you are in yoga, when you are just doing your thing and being you and everything feels flowy and in alignment. Well, can you be in this transition where it doesn't stop? It's not like, okay, now I'm doing, okay, now I'm at work. So it stops. There's another episode of the Be Happy Now show that talks about the different parts of ourselves, and we explore being who we are. Let me look at what the title is for you. Okay, so it's either in the Tapping into the Unshakable You episode or in the Are You an Overthinker? This is for you episode. There are over 28 episodes of the Be Happy Now show, so pardon me if I'm not clear cut on where we talk about this. Where I want to go to for the rest of our episode today is that you get to be you in every part and aspect of your life. And you don't have to categorize because I know you have like perhaps work and then family and then your passions and then, oh, your little side project. Oh, and the volunteer work you're doing and, oh, that friend that you're, you know, you might have different categories. And sometimes we show up in a specific way with different categories of our life. And my invitation for you is to actually look at your life not needing to be split in different categories so that instead of being a full stop between the meditation practice and work, well, what would support you in creating a fluid transition between the tuning in and the aligned action? Because when we get to still tick things off of our to-do list, when we are anchored in the beingness of who we are, we do. It has a totally different energy. Because if I just go through the list going, okay, I need to do this, and it just feels forceful and constrictive and not so enjoyable, well, it doesn't have the same result as if I look at what is on my to-do list and take action because it makes me feel so inspired and it makes me feel so joyful. And then you're going to say, well, Claudia Sam, it doesn't make me feel joyful to do my laundry. Okay. Well, if doing the laundry makes you feel so drained, where could you get support in your life? How could you manifest and attract support in your life so that you can have someone who can help you with the laundry so that now your energy can be spent in something that aligns you back in to the peace and the calmness and the alignment and joy that you just love to sustain and be in? And if you're thinking, yeah, but you need this, or no, that couldn't happen because, be aware that this is what you are operating and going through life with this belief that, nope, that's not possible because, and it's okay. We're not here to say it's wrong. We're just here to go, oh, that's what's happening. This is what keeps me in the cycle of thinking that, yeah, I can't because. Mm-hmm. Next time you think, okay, what's a tool I can use? My most precious tool, the most precious tool I have for you is what you have and do consistently without knowing. Your breath. Your breath is such a supportive tool to hone in on. Because right now, what's the one thing you're doing and you're not noticing? Maybe breathing. So are you willing to use your breath as that tool? When you are in yoga, you're asked probably to connect with your breath. When you are in meditation, you probably start by taking long, slow, and deep breaths. When you're outside and it smells all the beautiful flowers of spring, you probably take that breath in and feel so expansive with joy because you're breathing in. Well, what's happening in the mind while you are breathing? Are you consciously being with your breath, or are you on that to-do list? This external awareness of not necessarily being with your breath before a meeting, before you answer a call, before you say yes to someone, before you make a decision, you get to say, let me take a breath on this. That is when you access the ease, the flow, the peace, and the joy that's always there within you. Your breath is one of the most magical and easy tool to access, so that the transition between the doing and the being can be smooth. It's already within you. So as much as I can give you other practices, and you can ask for other tools and sign up to other trainings and look for all these external ways to validate that, you get to still look for external things, right? Because when we're like, oh, I need another tool. Well, you find another tool, because the world is filled with many tools to happiness, to sustaining that happiness. Well, it just gives authority to that part of us that was in belief that we needed it, that it's okay that you get to believe it because you just got another tool. Are you with me? So by remembering that your breath is one of the most powerful ways that is free, and that you get to practice to be with, so that when you're there thinking, okay, how do I sustain this level of joy and bring it through my day in my meeting so that it doesn't feel so rushing? Remember that one breath can be 10 seconds. If you really breathe slowly, okay, one full yogic breath is about 10 seconds. Are you at 10 seconds close to not being worthy, or to being judged by someone, or to being pushed aside, or to feeling unimportant, or name it? Are you really 10 seconds away from that? Really, truly think and feel into this. I believe in your capacity and your ability to tune into that breath and to choose it. Whenever you forget, just maybe find a way that will help you remember to come to the breath when you've forgotten. Maybe your screensaver says breathe. And when you've forgotten to breathe because you see it too often, change your screensaver. Make it something else. So I'm going to ask you this. What needs to happen so that you remember to breathe? To be in transition through life, so that life doesn't feel like it's at these extremes of doing and being, and of ego and mind, or ego and intuition and stress and calm. And rather, you can be dancing, breathing between this spaciousness, and still feel like life is joyful as a whole. Thank you for being with me on this other episode of the Be Happy Now show. And if you've enjoyed it, and whether it's your first time or you've been listening multiple times, wherever you listen to your podcast, please leave a 5-star review and actually write a review of the show. I would really appreciate reading you. And this helps more people to flex their soul connection muscle and become their own inner guide to fulfillment and purpose. Again, if you want to tune in, go to tuneinmethod.com or go to ClaudiaSamsoulCoaching.com and just let's get in touch. Have a beautiful rest of your day. Talk to you soon. Bye.
You've been listening to the Be Happy Now show with me, Claudia Sam. Flex your soul connection muscle and be your inner guide to fulfillment and purpose. Tune in live every Thursday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You are worthy of being you and of connecting to what stops you from living the life you are meant to live. Access more soul connection coaching at ClaudiaSamCoaching.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.